Blog Talk Radio.
About it, actually. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Oh, how I love Mondays. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey of purpose to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I'm happy to share that I can feel the vibrations, and I'm excited to give you a little bit of clarity around this point. When now? Work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is insightful, and we really and truly want you to know that it's so rich. Every week is rich. Take advantage of our on-demand library, and if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. In our last installment of Motivational Mondays in our Shape Up series on our Wellness Monday, we looked at reset, mind, body, and soul. If you missed it, it was very powerful. You definitely want to go back to our on-demand library and enjoy the last episode. In addition, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey. So we encourage you to step on back at the appropriate time and soak in the richness that has been shared every week to equip you on your journey. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in today's program around our subject, and then we'll open the lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions, your comments, your thoughts around today's subject. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Don't be scared. It's a safe space. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, desktops, laptops, iPads, tablets, your smartphone with your notes, you want to grab whatever you need to grab, because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we're going to be sharing some rich insight in our Shape Up series. And it's time. You know what time it is, our regular listeners. That's right. It's time to shape up and win. Are you ready? Are you ready to shape up? Excellent. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's face, send a tweet, a text, a DM. Go old school, because now old school is email. You do know that, right? Go old school, send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, with you. We send our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we again are in our Shape Up series, and we're talking about be proactive. Be proactive. You know, regardless of where you are on your journey, this show installment, I believe, is truly for you. And I want to open with this statement. And the statement that I want to open with, and I want to shake and vibrate the airwaves around this message. If you take nothing away from today's installment other than what I'm about to say, then guess what? You've gotten a great takeaway. And I'm going to scream it from the rooftop. I'm going to allow it to vibrate. And what is that? You are not a victim. That's right. I said it. You are not a victim. And I open with such a strong statement, and I share that because so often, and I've been guilty on my journey. Can we be real? I want to be transparent with you that I too have been guilty on my journey at times that I did not operate and take responsibility and wanted to get into that place of victim, you know? And it's so important to recognize and understand, as we're talking about being proactive, that you are not a victim, and you need to make a paradigm shift and shift that victim mindset and mentality, because that is something that is hindering you. If you constantly approach situations from the standpoint of, oh, woe is me, I'm a victim, nobody knows the trouble I've seen, you're not ever going to achieve greater things. Because when we're talking about being proactive, and this is actually one of my favorite subjects, and it's one of my favorite subjects based on the book of the 7 Habits by Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, Dr. Stephen Covey. And, you know, I'm currently in a leadership journey with Champion Leadership Academy, which is the academy launched by my church. And I'm one of the leadership, we call ourselves the leadership ladies. I'm one of the leadership facilitators on this particular topic because one that is so rich and it goes back literally. I was first introduced to the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People roughly in about the mid to late 90s by my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap. And that introduction was truly life-changing for me, and it has throughout the years. It has really become a book, a curriculum that I really love. And not only do I love the curriculum, the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, but I fight on a regular basis to live out the habits. Now, mind you, I'm not perfect. I'm still in process. I was just telling someone earlier today, I was having a coaching session, and I was just telling the person because they were loving on me so and just, you know, giving me such great accolades, which I really appreciate. I really do. And I'm humbled by it. But I was sharing with that person, I said, but the reality is I do not walk on water, and I know I can't walk on water, that I am still in process. And so I share that with you because, again, my desire and fight is to live out the 7 habits, but not only the 7 habits, any of the curriculums that I teach and train on, do masterminds, utilize as a part of the customization of my coaching practice, and just all of that self-experience, the experience that I've had on my journey, the learned experience, all of that of desiring, one, to be the best and highest version of myself, but to also support others in growing and closing life gaps personally and professionally. And so the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People and this concept of be proactive is one that I'm constantly having to remind my clients of in my coaching setting, one-on-one or in group settings, the importance of understanding that life is about being proactive, that we are not victims. And if we approach the journey from this victim mindset, we will not ever be in a position to win because we're not taking responsibility for our journey. And so the first thing that we must understand about being proactive is that to be proactive is more than just merely taking the initiative. So often people say, oh, okay, if I'm being proactive, I'm taking the initiative. And that is a part of proactivity. That's a part of being proactive. But it is not the beginning and end of being proactive. See, the deeper level of understanding being proactive is that when we are being proactive, it's about taking responsibility for our lives and making wise choices, wise responses. And that is key. Response is key. And we're going to talk more about the response. But when you can take responsibility for your life, for your journey, for where you are, like it or not, own it, take responsibility for it, you are that much greater. You're better. You're wiser. You know, there was a time, and I had to take responsibility for the fact that, and I, for those of you that are regular listeners, you've heard Coach Adams share and be transparent around this, that there was a season on my journey where I would say that I was consistently inconsistent on my journey. And I had to take responsibility for that because the reality was I did not like the yield that I was getting in my life at the time. I did not like the results that were happening. But I had to take responsibility and own the fact that the results I was receiving were a direct result of what I had done. Was I proactive? The initiative that I had taken, Was I initiating things? In addition, was I taking ownership and responsibility in those areas where I could take ownership and responsibility? And a part of saying, hey, I recognize that there was a season when I was consistently inconsistent, taking ownership of that and not blaming and saying, oh, I'm a victim, nobody knows the trouble I've seen, when we know we haven't done what we can do. See, that's where you have to own your journey. You have to take responsibility for where you are on your journey. And so responsibility is about response able. You recognize that I'm able to take on the responsibility. I recognize that my ability to choose, your ability to choose how you will respond is so key. Someone slaps you on one cheek doesn't mean that you have to punch them out and knock them out on their other cheek. No. You have in that moment, because of stimulus response, when we are stimulated, and this is what I love about being proactive and recognizing that we have the ability to respond in situations, good or not so good. It's up to us. How will I respond? If someone cuts you off on the freeway, how will you respond? Real life, real life, real life happening. The other day I was on a conference call, and I was driving, and I was on this conference call, and someone cut me off. Suddenly the caller, they hear me speaking another language, other tongues actually. I'm a believer, and so in that moment, keeping my spirit in check, I spoke in other tongues. I spoke in my heavenly language. And for those of you that know what I'm saying, great. For those of you who do not, it's likened to speaking another language. And I did that simply because I knew I don't want to react to this person cutting me off, but let me stay conscious and respond in a manner that will represent well versus giving them the finger, the birdie, as one would say, quote unquote, cursing them out with bad words, whatever the case may be. And so in that moment, I recognized that I had the ability to choose how I would respond. Do you recognize that every situation that happens, you are in control of how you will respond? That's why I said you're not a victim, because you have the ability to determine when life sends you crap, when life gives you lemons, what will you do with it? How will you respond to it? See, proactive people do not blame the circumstances or the conditions for their behaviors. Well, you know, I just lost a loved one, and I'm dealing with all these emotions, and my baby left me, and blah, 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 blah. No, absolutely not. No. A proactive person does not blame the circumstances or the conditions for their behavior. They don't use that as an excuse. Well, you know, I'm emotionally on edge right now because of this. No. That does not fly. That does not fly. That's saying you're not in control. Literally. When you just simply respond and you don't take responsibility, you're simply saying, I'm not in control. I have no control of how I'm going to react to the circumstances. And that is so far from the truth. You are in control. And so the proactive person's behavior is a product of their own conscious choices. See, that's the thing. When I realize that my response is based on my being conscious in any moment is so key. In addition to it being a result of my conscious choices, I understand that it is based on my values rather than a product of my circumstances. It's not based on my feelings. And so when we can really get and understand that, when you are a proactive person, you understand that your behavior. Now, I can't control anyone else's behavior. Oh, and I wish I could. Woo! In the various levels and areas in which I serve in leadership, boy, I tell you, I wish I could control other people's responses. I really do. I wish I could control other people's responses. I wish that in real life situations, you could just hit a mute button if you don't like their response. Mute! And just quiet them, shut them out. But the reality is in life, I have no control. You have no control on how others will respond in any given situation. The only person that you are in control of is you. Y-O-U. And so how you respond in a situation, the decisions that you make in a situation, that will determine ultimately your outcome. You know, my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, love them, learn so much from them. I'm a part of who I am as a leader, as a coach, and all of that is a direct result of all of who has poured into me. My many mentors through books, my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, my mentors in ministry and service, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth, my parents. I mean, I can just go on and on. My pastor, I'm sure you would say the same. Direct result of all of what has been poured in life experiences and growing through and so on and so forth. Why do I share that with you? That there's been a lot of pouring in. But all of that pouring in has to come out of you in some way. It has to come out of you in some way. And until we're in the pressure points of life, we don't know how and what to come out of us. I often liken it to a toothpaste tube. When you squeeze that toothpaste out, and that's the squeezing that I'm referring to, you look at life as a toothpaste container and you're squeezing the toothpaste out, life will present you with circumstances. Life is going to present you with issues and challenges and stuff. The question is, how will you respond? And how you respond is so crucial on your journey to achieving greater success. Because if you just act and you don't take the opportunity to step back and process, then you could lose favor. And I just told someone this very recently. I told this person, I said, you know, every time you don't master your emotions, you lose favor. You lose favor. You lose credibility. And so know that, and we've seen that in the media, we've seen the results of those that did not master their emotions. And in essence, what happened? They lost credibility. One moment of time, one situation, one issue, one challenge shifted the reputation that they had been building forever. Don't let that be your story. And Warren Buffett, I believe it is, has a quote that is really wrapped around what I just shared. I don't have it in front of me. That it takes so many years to build and establish your reputation, but you can lose it in minutes by the wrong response. You can lose it in minutes because you're not responsible. You're not response able. You're not taking control of how will I respond to the circumstances that life presents me with. And I want you to know I'm growing through this process, and I tell you, my leadership class on this very subject this past weekend was so rich. Oh, my gosh. It was so rich. It really was. Because when I dig in, every time I dig into this process of being proactive, I'm extracting, I'm learning new layers, new things that supports me in being a better version of myself. And that's what we should be aspiring for with each day, that we're constantly growing forward. We have and we're developing and flexing the muscles of that growth mindset. And so when we understand the importance of being proactive, I want us to take a look at proactivity versus reactivity, because many of us, we are just simply reacting. That's the reality. Someone cuts you off, you react. Someone says something that you don't like, you react. Someone pushes a button, you react. You're constantly reacting, 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 reacting. This is an interesting thing. You're so used to just reacting, you don't even realize the negative impact of your reacting. But yet you do it all the time because you lack the consciousness that you need. And in essence, your life should be a function of your values and the decisions that you make. But instead, you're driven by your feelings, your mood, your impulses, how other people treat you. You don't have to respond to every feeling, to your feelings. Your feelings don't have to be in control. When you give your feelings the control, guess what? You've allowed them to have the power. I mentioned my mentors earlier, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, and so many rich teachings and nuggets that I've gleaned. And one of the illustrations that I love that my mentor shares is this illustration of petting a dog. And I'm sure you may not have a dog, but I'm sure you've petted a dog before or you've seen a dog being petted. And the question raised is, in that moment, who has the power? In that very moment of time, someone is petting a dog, who has the power? The one that is being petted, the dog, or the one that is doing the petting? Take a moment to process that. Think about it. Think about the illustration. A dog is being petted. In that moment, who has and holds the power? Truly, who holds the power? The dog being petted? Well, the dog is loving you petting him. I'm telling you, the dog is like, yes, eating it up, sopping it up with the gravy and the biscuit, loving, you know, and they then will roll over and say, now rub my underbelly. Come on, keep on, keep on, keep on, because it feels good in that moment. But who has the power is the question. Is it the dog being petted, or is it the one that is doing the petting? Of course, it's the one that's doing the petting. And if you are the one being petted, if we talk about this, if you're allowing yourself to be moved based on your feelings, your moods, your impulses, and others' treatment of you, guess what? You're like the dog that is being petted. Said it, you're like the dog in this illustration that is being petted. You don't have the power. You don't have any power. You've given your power to the one that is petting you. In essence, you say, pet me and make me feel better. I'm having a bad day. I'm in a bad mood. Pet me and make me feel better. You're acting impulsively and you're saying, pet me and make me less impulsive. Others treat you in a certain way. How they treat you, you respond based on that. Well, if you don't treat me bad, then I won't act like that. Again, pet me, pet me, pet me. When in essence, that is reactivity. You're reacting. You're simply reacting. I go back to Someone on the freeway cuts you off. You react because they cut you off. You honk on that horn, hold it down so that they know you are bothered, reacting. But your life should be a function of value, should be a function of decisions and choices that you are making, should be. Because just because you have been stimulated, that stimulation doesn't have to yield the response of and based on your feelings, your mood, your impulses, other people treat you. No, that's the dog being petted. You can easily flip that because what happens is you are stimulated. Something stimulates you. Someone cuts you off, as an example, on the freeway. And you respond. But you have the opportunity, the freedom of choice in that art of the stimulus and the response. We are not like animals. Animals are stimulated and they respond. They react based on that stimulus. They're hungry, they go kill something and grab it and eat it. Interestingly enough, today I was speaking with one of my ministry brothers, my ministry partners, and we're often jokingly saying that, you know, oh my gosh, I've been wrestling alligators all day because of the level of problems and situations and whatever one is processing through, right? And so they were sharing with me that someone sent them an illustration of an alligator eating a smaller alligator. And we were talking about that, and we said, wow, look at that. Can you believe that? That an alligator was eating a smaller alligator. Usually a species won't eat of its own kind. But I'm sure, and I don't know Mr. Alligator. I don't know Mr. he or she alligator and what they were dealing with in that moment. But what that tells me is this. Mr. or Mrs. Alligator was hungry, and they needed something to eat. And it didn't matter in that moment. They were stimulated, hungry. It didn't matter in that moment what it was that they were going to eat. They were stimulated, hungry, and they responded, eat. They didn't step back and process and make a choice and say, hey, wait, do I want to eat my fellow alligator? No. It simply was eating of its own kind. We are not animals. We're stimulated, but we have the freedom of choice. Oh, I love the freedom of choice. So when something happens to me, that freedom of choice means that I am self-aware. I have this self-awareness. Not only do I have this self-awareness, but I have imagination processing through. I have consciousness processing through this independent will, my free will. So when I'm stimulated, I process and step back before I respond. I don't just respond. I process and step back before I respond because of this beautiful art of the freedom of choice. We're talking about be proactive today on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams. We're pulling a few pages out of the book by The Seven Habits by Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey in this very chapter on being proactive. I shared at the top of our time together that I'm currently in the midst of a Champion Leadership Academy class on this very subject, and this is a subject that I often reference in my coaching practice, that I so love the richness of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I thought, you know, as we process through, because this has been a subject that has come up on a number of occasions, literally in this past week, in my coaching practice with my clients and coaching around this stimulus response and the freedom of choice, I thought, wow, what a rich topic to kind of dig in today and look into on Motivational Mondays, as I often want to give you good tools that you would have in your toolbox. But this is the thing about a toolbox, and I've been sharing this frequently as well. The thing about a toolbox, the toolbox is not designed to just look nice and shiny with all of these great things in it. A toolbox is only effective as the tools that are being used. So you don't have a toolbox just to say, I have a toolbox. The items in the toolbox are designed to be pulled out and used in a moment when you need that particular tool. So if you need a Phillips screwdriver, guess what? In that moment, you don't pull out a flathead. You pull out the Phillips screwdriver. You don't need a hammer and pull out a flathead screwdriver. You pull out a hammer. So the different tools in your toolbox serve a purpose based on what are your needs at any given time. For me, the desire to support you with tools that you can add to your toolbox is not that you would have a toolbox that's so full with all of these tools that you're not working. Because remember, the journey is about working it now. Work it now so you can win. Work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live out your dreams. But in order for you to work it now, you have to do something. You have to execute and do something. So as we look at being proactive and understanding that being proactive is not just merely taking the initiative. No, 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 no. It is taking responsibility for our lives, overall, taking responsibility, ownership for our lives and our journey, and making wise choices along the way, wise responses along the way. You know, I was in a previous session, and I was sharing with an individual, and I told them, I love that they are constantly thinking and processing through. They're fighting to understand. They're fighting to get more information. Why? And we spoke about this, so that they can take ownership, be responsible for those choices. Because, again, proactivity versus reactivity. Proactivity is based on values and decisions. Values and decisions. But you got to know what your values are to be able to make the decisions that serve you based on your values and be proactive. If not, the reality is that you're going to simply be acting based on how you feel. Somebody cuts you off on the freeway, how you feel is, I'm going to cut them back off and tailgate, or I'm going to flip them off, whatever the case may be. I'm going to curse them out. I'm going to honk my horn. I'm going to do something. Or you've had a bad day, and your moods are determining how you navigate through the world. It's gloomy outside. Your weather is gloomy. You're moody. Your hormones are out of balance. There's always a because in life. There's always a reason. And we try to justify everything. I'm not feeling like it today. I'm not, you know, I didn't get enough sleep. Rah, rah, rah. All of these different things that we, in essence, take that stance and position as victims. And we're blaming other people for the things that should not be driving us. But the reality is they are, in essence, driving us. We should not be driven based on our feelings, moods, and impulses and how other people treat us. You know, I often will go to a restaurant, and if the waiter or waitress seems like, oh, they're not having a good day, I will identify them as their name. I'm fighting to bring them to a place of consciousness. I'm letting them know I'm not going to allow how you treat me to dictate how I'm going to treat you, because my core is I value people. And so therefore, regardless of what you're going through, I'm going to effort to be a light in your life and help you to shift from that negative to positive. See, the stimulus response, one is stimulated by that bad attitude of that other person. Now you have a bad attitude. That goes back to our petting of the dog. Who now has the power? See, again, stay mindful, the illustration, petting the dog, the one that's petting. And so if you're looking for someone else to make you feel good, if you're looking for someone else to help change your mood, if you're looking for someone else to treat you the way that you want to be treated, why not start out by treating others as you want to be treated? Don't just respond based on the fact that that person may be having a bad day. Has nothing to do with you. They're unconscious of where they are in that moment. And so if you feed into that energy, you've just given life to that. And so I want to encourage you around this, because this will affect your outcome associated with your vision. When we look at the freedom to choose, this is a space between that stimulus and response, as I was stating earlier, and that stimulus and response is our greatest power, the ability to choose. How will I? You know, I was speaking to a dear associate of mine, and I was sharing with them that, you know, at my core is the only child. And the only child, it's easy for her to come out, and she wants to, you know, get into that mode. Yeah, but no, I can't feed that energy. A lot of times I'll joke about that energy of the only child, but I know that my greatest response power is the freedom to choose. How will I react in any given moment? How will I respond? The same is true for each and every one of you listening in today, because it is the power to choose your responses to any condition that is freedom. Because again, we're talking about the freedom to choose, that I'm stimulated, there's a response, but in the middle of the two, I have the freedom to choose. You know, the highest value is the power to choose your attitude in any situation over which you have control of. You control your attitude. In essence, you control your weather and what you bring to a situation. I often have to remind myself of this. Now, please know I said, I don't walk on water. I know this is far easier said than done. But I also said that my heart's desire is to walk in it. And I fight through it every day. It gets easier over time, because a habit, the more you do it through repetition, the easier it will become. But it's the repetition. So the more you consciously are being stimulated and you operate in that conscious space of making the choice, knowing that that's where the freedom comes, and my ability to choose, the freedom to choose, how will I react and respond, that's where your power comes from. So the more you do it, the stronger you will become. Why? I'm going to say it again. You are not a victim. So the highest value is the power to choose your attitude in situations over which you have no control. I have no control of your attitude, none whatsoever. I have no control of how you're going to treat me, none whatsoever. That's your freedom. I have no control over that. But what I do have control over is how will I respond? How will I respond? When stimulated, how will I respond? You have to ask yourself the question, will I allow myself to be driven by my feelings, my moods. And I keep reinforcing this because I want you to stay mindful of this. Because if you allow yourself to be moved by your feelings, that's going to affect your vision and your ability to work your vision, to achieve your goals and live out your dreams. Because if you get up and you say, I don't feel like it. You know, the reality is today, if I was to operate based on my feelings, because my body is giving me some symptoms that's battling against me, and I'm having to really and truly have that freedom of choice and will and say, nope, I'm not going to submit to that. But if I was basing things based on my feelings, we would not have Motivational Mondays today, to be honest with you. We would not. Because I honestly, being transparent, I didn't feel like it, feeling, but I know, I've grown to know, I cannot act my way in, I cannot operate based on how I feel. I have to act my way into a different feeling. And I know that. And so regardless, I said, nope, Coach Adams is going to show up. She's going to fulfill her assignment despite how she's feeling and give her very best, give excellence in the moment. Why? Because you deserve that of me. Our valued global listening audience, I value, I appreciate you. So I can't come and give you less. Now, my capacity right now is not as great as when I'm feeling 100%. It's not. But I'm giving you, give your very best in a moment of time within your capacity. That is what excellence is to me. And so I know the value of that. And so I want to challenge you right where you are that you cannot operate based on your feelings. And I'm sharing and being transparent with you to say, yeah, there are times when we don't feel like it, but understand the power of acting our way into a different feeling based on your value. And those values, your core, will then stimulate you to make the decisions that align with your values. So your mood, again, I'm saying you cannot allow yourself to be driven by your mood. The mood swing, we've heard that. The mood ring, you put the mood ring on and the mood ring turns a certain color and it's like, oh, I'm in a negative mood right now. It's black or whatever the case may be. No, uh-uh. Impulses. How others treat you. Treat others how you want to be treated. Do not respond based on how they are treating you. There is such power in being proactive. And this being proactive, the freedom comes with you recognizing that I have the freedom to choose. I just wanted to give you a sample taste of being proactive. And so I want to share with you a couple of things because, you know, I love what I do. I really do. I really tapped into my sweet spot, empowering others and supporting others on their journey to win is truly my sweet spot. And I have a campaign for 2021, Impact 100, where I am committed to assisting 100 individuals in their personal and professional growth journey in 2021 through the powerful gift that I have of empowerment. And so I want you to know that I have a full circle of coaching empowerment to support you, a full circle. This full circle of empowerment consists of one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my winner's circle. My winner's circle is a personal and professional lifestyle growth plan that includes a number of different things, but you get support over one full year in a group setting with specific sessions, two sessions that happen each month, along with a calibrate your vision session, you know, just various topics, guests, speakers, so on and so forth. You name it, there's a great package that's available for you. Team building, training, all of that is available in my Full Circle of Empowerment. And I share that with you because I want to encourage you right where you are. I don't know your story. I don't know who you are listening in. But I know that being proactive, taking the initiative along with responsibility is the way in which you align yourself to achieve greater results. You also align yourself to grow and have the growth mindset to become a higher and greater version. We should all be growing and developing. We really should be. And so when we're looking at this journey of being proactive, I want you to know that it's up to you to take the initiative, and it's up to you to be responsible, take responsibility for where you are on your journey. And I want to encourage you because you do not have to lose focus on your goals and your dreams just because of what's happening in the world around us. The question raised is, what are you willing to do differently to get greater results? What are you willing to do differently to achieve your dreams? You see, you have the power. We talked about the freedom of choice. You have the power to choose. And so a part of that power to choose, having the right people on your team around you, circling the wagons around you, empowerment is a perfect fit for you. And now is the perfect time. We're in the final quarter of the year. And so now is the time to join in a winning partnership to receive the support that you need to overcome the obstacles, the hurdles, so that you can, in fact, achieve your dreams. Position yourself as you go into this new year in a better place because of making a winning decision and initiating a coaching partnership, my Winner Circle Mastermind, something that is going to support you, that you are getting plugged in. And so I encourage you. Call for complete details on the various areas of our Full Circle of Empowerment that are available to support you on your journey. Give our team a call, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Again, Full Circle of Empowerment to support you. You know, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. Such a great richness today, and I trust that you've gotten some goodness from what was shared today on Be Proactive. I want you to know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum where we can continue the dialogue through social media. All are welcome. It is an open group, so if you're not already a part of the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, just simply say, hey, I want to join, and all are welcome. That's a way to make a comment around today's show. Share your takeaway. Would love to hear your greatest takeaway from today's installment of Motivational Mondays. You've invested this hour of empowerment. Would love to hear your thoughts around what was the greatest standout. What are you taking away from one of my favorite books that I've gotten such a great richness from, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey? In addition, I want you to know that I so appreciate you. We, Inspired Media for You, we appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our regular listeners. We so appreciate and value you. We thank you for sharing with others. And I want you to know that we're here for you faithfully every Monday. Jumpstart your week empowered with Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. If you are interested in a personal or professional growth plan, I want to connect with you. Again, give us a call at 310 289-210-1, 310-289-210-1. If you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, would love to add you to our network. You can send a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Of course, for all things Coach Adams, you can visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Wow, it's amazing how quickly time flies. Oh, my gosh, it's time to wrap up and close out today's powerful installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What did we talk about today? We spoke about being proactive. We said in summary as we close that proactivity is more than merely taking initiative. It's taking responsibility for our lives and making wise responses. I trust that you are growing in your wise responses, that you're growing in being response able, recognizing that you have the ability to choose that stimulus and response, that your response should be based on your values and your decisions, not your feelings, moods, impulses, or how others treat you. We've been talking a lot about that, that stimulus response. So you grow in the freedom of choice because you're now self-aware, your imagination, consciousness, and the independent will, free will that you are tapping into, that freedom. And this is what I want you to know, freedom, the freedom to choose, is that space between that stimulus and that response, which is the greatest level of power, because you don't have to just respond on your journey. You are not a victim, position of a victim, that there is great power in your power to choose your responses despite the circumstances, despite the conditions, despite the stimulus. The highest value is the power of choice. Your attitude in any situation over which you have no control over is up to you. Will you have good weather? Will you have cloudy weather? Or will you have stormy weather? This is Coach Adams. Next week, we'll continue in our Shape Up series, always bringing you rich content so that you may be more equipped on your journey, more empowered to win in life on your journey, and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. That's what Motivational Mondays is all about. We have a full circle of empowerment to support you. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for you. Looking forward to connecting with you on our next installment. Don't hesitate to set a timer and a reminder for yourself every week. We're right here. Every week, jumpstart your week empowered right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.